Okay, halacha vav. Kol ma'isa and tzom haril kulin. So if you find money in any place, in Yerushalayim, in Bnei Brak, anywhere you find money, it can assume that it's kulin. Afilu dinrei zavim kesef hamos. Even if you find the group of gold, silver, and copper, which usually is not stored together, except ma'isa sheni, you would do that because of the need to go to the larger denominations, right, and keeping with change. Nevertheless, you can assume it's chulin. Matzav sachem cheres ukasul ha-meiser. If you found a little piece of kli cheres,
shard,
right, and it says meiser on it, hariz a meiser. You assume that's assuming that it actually is meiser.
Before the onset, there's going to be a paper.
They use pottery. Hamaitzi kli ukasul love carbon. No, it's just a label. It's a label. Hamaitzi kli v'kosov lov carbon. If you find a vessel and upon it is written the word carbon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer im ha'yishal cheres, if the pot was made out of clay, hu chulin u'mashav v'selch of carbon. Since the pottery is not usually made sanctified for the holy area because it's the cheapest junk. So you wouldn't make that. You wouldn't dedicate that to the Azara. So it is assumed to be chulin, and what's inside it is kadosh. Okay. The imhoyah shamateches. But if the vessel was not made out of clay, but it was made out of a metal, and the mefarshim explain what it means is anything besides clay is metal. Hu carbon umashav shalcha chulin. Then the pot itself is considered to be its kadosh, but its contents is not. So Amru Lai, so the Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, and they said, "Ein derech mei adam lias kontzim kulam b'karbon." What do you mean? If a vessel is kadosh, you wouldn't be putting your Rice Krispies for your breakfast inside your vessel, which is kadosh for ben hakabayis. So the Mefarshim explained over here in 12. That this language, ain't derech bnei adam, is really not correct. Not only is it not derech bnei adam, it's actually usser, because it's me'ila, right? You're using davar kadosh for your own use, personal use. That would obviously be a lot more than just an ain't derech bnei adam. It's like, it's an understatement to say ain't derech bnei adam. Okay. Yeah, they're using it because Rabbi Yehuda is assuming that that the guy forgot. They're basically saying no.
Mistake.
All right. Now, this was so far talking about where you had the word carbon, which is a very clear message of what's going on over here. What about if it's just a letter there? Hamaitzi kli, because of a love kuf. So we can assume kuf stands for carbon. I always said kuf is for kugel. But here, kuf is for carbon. Mem meiser. That means meiser sheni. And we're going to ask them a farshim. Ask, well, why do you assume mem is meiser sheni? You've got meiser rishon and meiser ani also available. Why do you assume meiser sheni? So he says the reason for that is because the point of labeling something is to tell people, don't eat this. To tell them, you know, this. So Ma'aser Sheni, you know, you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim, so there's a point in labeling it mem. But if it's Ma'aser Rishon or Ma'aser Ani, there's no Isser to eating it, so why would you label it? You can eat Ma'aser, you can eat Ma'aser Ani, there's no prohibition. You can eat it anywhere, and you can eat it if you're a czar. So there's no point in mentioning it and putting a mem there. So that's why we assume mem is telling people, this is Ma'aser Sheni, don't eat it. More quickly, you don't give away Ma'aser Sheni. You take it to your shalim.
So the other two, you're giving away. So the
okay, that's another answer. Fine. All right. Rabbi Yossi Omer. I'm sorry, I skipped something. sorry. Dala demai, tes tevel, tof truma. And finally, it says, Shabashas hasakono hayukosin tof tachas truma. So the Mishnah explains the last case, but it's lav dafka the last case, of course. It's just saying at the time of sakona, they used to abbreviate things. So they abbreviated truma, they abbreviated these other things as well. And even though now it's no longer a shas hasakona, perhaps, the Mishnah is saying that that became the derech. So that continued on, right?
What is the connection between shas hakana and only writing tests?
If it was a period, look at 17. It was during a period where there was a decree against fulfillment of mitzvahs, so it was customary to write the word tov for truma, so the prosecutors could not understand the content of the vessel.
Prosecutors didn't catch on to that.
They didn't catch on to a lot of things.
Letters on all the
shul. Combination locks. They could read truma, but they couldn't read the tuf.
They could read the tuf, but they wouldn't suspect. The tuf doesn't tell them that this is a mitzvah.
They state.
And then once it became customary to label the vessels with abbreviations, the practice continued even during periods when there was no dangerous decrease. That's the main thing to know over here. Okay. Rabbi Yisiyamer, Bechulin Shemus Adam, Shmos Adam Haim. These all could, who tells you to make them, you know, tough truma? Maybe tough stands for something else.
Tom,
there you go. So in 18, he goes through a few examples. Kuf might be for Kohos, Mem for Moshe, Dalet for Daniel, Tes for Tovia, Tov for Tanchum. So really, the whole thing should be Chulin regardless. So it says over here, Rabbi Yossi's position is based on the principle of Roiv, the unknown status of the contents of a vessel determined by the majority. Since the majority of any commodity is Chulin, because the majority of anything out there, most things out there are Chulin, so we'll go Basarov when you have a suffix. And since Tuf is a suffix, because you don't know whether it means Truma or whether it means, what did he use, Tanchum, you don't know what it means, so you go Basarov. That's Rabbi Yossi's position. All right, the sages, on the other hand, very interesting the way he describes the sages. They argue, because L'chaira, that sounds like a reasonable argument, right? Any of the single letters could be an abbreviation of too many different names for them to serve as a practical means of identifying the owner of the vessel. So, you know, so Shin could be Shimon, Shlomo, you know, Shlomiel, whatever it stands for, right, it doesn't help you. So therefore, they prefer for it to stand for Meister Sheni. Okay? That's what they say. All right, now Rabbi Yossi, we're going to see in a second. Rabbi Yossi says, furthermore, afilu matzo chavis tehim leya peros, even if I found a barrel full of fruit, or produce, whatever, kosev alah truma, and I said the word truma on top of it, clearly, so it doesn't make a difference. Harayu l'chulin, you assume that the whole barrel is filled with chulin. Sha'ani oimer, I say, ishtakin hoisem leya peros truma. Upino, this is from last year.
100%.
And they emptied it out, and they left the word truma on the label.
It happened to me. I couldn't find my shofar for years and years and years. We opened the tote that said on it, boys size 3 to 5, and all the kitchen stuff and the shofar was in there. It was used for clothes, and then we reused it for, you know, to empty out the cabinet.
Okay.
That's it. Similar. That's what he's saying. It was similar. Used for truma.
Similar.
They didn't cross it out.
Yes.
Mabish.
Okay. So you hold like Rabbi Yossi. You hold like Rabbi Yossi. Very good.
I do.
All right. So first of all, just to point out what the footnote. What is it? It's me. You say something? Okay, sorry. So Rabbi Yossi, he first introduced his argument. Rabbi Yossi said that all the letters are Shmeis Adam Heim. And then he said, it doesn't matter, even if it wasn't just a letter, even if it was a full word, you still would assume it was from last year. So he completely argues on the whole concept, right? Yeah, and the sages disagree. They say if the owner had removed the truma, he would have erased the word truma from it at that time. That's what it says. Okay. Now, a person says to his son, presumably on his deathbed, that I have Maisa Sheni in this corner, and then the son goes and finds it in another corner. So it was Zero Sacheras. He finds Maisa Sheni, he finds Tfu in another corner. Or Eluchulin, you assume it's Kulin. Because you assume it was. The other one, the Maisa Sheni is gone, and this is new stuff. If the father told the son that there's 100 dinarim of Maisa Sheni, and then he goes and he looks, there's actually 200. Then you say the 100 are assumed taka to be Maisa Sheni, and the other 100 are chulin. In other words, someone added to the pile. Let's see, is there anything over here? Yeah. Right. So again, in order, in order to separate the Maisa Sheni coins from the Chulin coins, because now you have a Taruvus, right? So the procedure outlined in the Mishnah above on 18a must be followed. In other words, you've got to take, I guess, you know, other payers from another place and transfer it over to those coins or something like that, right? Whatever we said on 18, I don't remember. Masayim Watsamana, if he told him there was 200 and then he only found 100, I call Meiser, you assume that 100 walked and the rest is still Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara says, Shalai Taima, the Mishnah says even a collection of gold, silver, and copper coins are all chulin. Shloi Tamar, don't say hovim b'nei ol masas. Can people don't usually store stuff like that? Yehei sheni, and therefore it should be ma'aser sheni. So lufum kein tzarach meimar chulin. That's why the Mishnah had to tell me this chiddush. Amud Beis. Hamoitzi kli b'kos of olah. This is a fairly simple page. Kof is assumed to be consecrated. Mem, it's ma'aser sheni. Dalid, it's demai. Tes, it's Tevel, Tav, it's Truma. Now there's a Bryce that says other letters, Tani. Aleph, Dalet, Ches, Tes, Resh, Tav. If you had any one of these letters, then the halacha is Truma. Why is that? Well, let's take a look at it. Aleph would be Kadmaisa. This is the first, you know, the first thing, the first letter of the Aleph base, and it's the first thing that you're mafresh, which is Truma. Dalet, Dimua, that creates Dimua. When you have a mixture of Truma with Chulin, it's Dimua, so therefore it's appropriate to use Dalet for Truma also. Ches, Chelbo. Remember, it says in the Pasuk, we've always said this many times, that whenever you take something for Hekdesh, you should take the best, so the choicest. So that's Truma. Tes, Tuvo, also the best. Resh, Reshus, the Reshus Tzirchem, you should give to the coin. Tav Truma, that's obvious. That's a race. They put the
Meiser, you skipped it.
Meiser is in parentheses. They take it out.
Oh, not mine.
Okay. Yeah, on the left. Deletion based on Pnei Moshe and Gra. Okay. Basin. If the vessel is marred with the letter base, then Sheni. It's assumed to be Meiser Sheni, because base is two. And Sheni is two. That was a hard one. Payin is also Sheni. Pay because of Pidyon. It has to be redeemed. Yud, Mem, Meiser. Yud or Mem is Meiser. Meiser Rishon, right? Yud is one-tenth. Mem would stand for the word Meiser. Okay, Meiser, Ear, Parkon. If you find coins labeled Meiser of the city where redemption was required, right, parakon. So it's Meiser of the city where redemption is required, meaning that there has to be in Yerushalayim. So it says over here. So there's a question here whether this is a separate statement by itself. And then the next statement is another case. So there's two ways of reading this Gemara. Either you could say Meiser Ir Parkon, but that's a statement all by itself. Let's take a look at footnote 14, because I want to do the second way. Chasdei David understands that two rulings are issued here. Produce that is labeled Meiser of the city. Again, produce. First one is produce. If you have produce that is labeled Meiser of the city, it's assumed to be Meiser Sheni, which has to be in Yerushalayim. It has to be redeemed. So parakon is the actual ruling. So it's part of the psak, parakon. It has to be redeemed. Okay? And then the second case is L'shem Yossi, L'shem Shimon, La'lois lo'echlon Yerushalayim chulin. And we're going to say the reason. The reason is, Ani Oimer, Sibol Yo'osu B'neihem, they made like a fund. Yosef and Shimon made, L'shem Yossi, L'shem Shimon, they made their buddies, and they made a fund that they're going to go both eat a big meal together. Okay? So it's a feast. So that's what it says over here. Produce label is being for the sake of Yossi and Shimon is chulin. Okay? So that's an odd thing. It's really strange to me that they threw this one in. This is like such a strange. What is this? L'shem Yossi, L'shem. All of a sudden they make up a case which is like weird.
I think the kuntz is lechol Yisrael, right?
Is what?
That they were going to eat in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Because the food is available.
I just find this. It's just funny that we're talking about, we have all these normal cases, you know, a letter, you know. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they come up with this weird left field case which makes no sense. I don't know. This is very strange. Let's see. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah maintained that a label on a vessel cannot be disregarded. The BIC held, what? It can be disregarded. Sha'ani Oimer, because I say, Ishtakin Hoysam Leia Peres Truma Vupina, that it was emptied. Ad kedon chadoshos. Let's see how far Rabbi Yossi's ruling extends. That makes sense if what you find currently is fresh produce. So you can say, okay, it was last year's produce was emptied, and this is fresh produce. So it makes sense if I find fresh produce. But let's suppose I find old produce in this container. Would he also say that? Yeshonos, would he say the same thing? So Gemara says, indeed, even if one finds old produce, the reasoning still applies. Ani Omer, I still say, Esmol Haysom Leia Truma, yesterday was filled with Truma, Upina, you emptied it. And then you replaced the Truma with old permissible produce. So you replaced old with old. Still can happen. Kahadwa, it's like this case. Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yossi have a shutofim b'garbaya. You had two shutofim, okay? You had two amoraim. They were partners in barrels of wine, okay? So you have Rabbi Yoina as one partner, Rabbi Yossi is the other partner, and then Rabbi Yoina dies. Kadamach Rabbi Yoina dies. So his son, Rabbi Mana, who's the son of Rabbi Yoina, he goes over to Rabbi Yossi, the surviving partner, and what does he want? He says, Kol Gram Dachsiv Bei Reb Yoina Didi. Whenever you see a barrel that says my father's name, Reb Yoina, on it, so that's mine. I get it through inheritance. I inherited his stuff. Seems reasonable, right? On Malay, so Reb Yossi says, nothing doing. Ishtake, that's true last year. Last year it said Reb Yoina. And Havi Didach, it would have been yours. Ishtara, but now, D.D., now it's mine, because Reb Yoina's stuff was emptied, and then it was refilled, and we just never erased his label from the barrel.
Uh-oh. It
was logic to it.
So that's the kunz, okay?
That's
set up for a real fight.
Yeah, that is a fight in the making. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
When it says shutvin, it's not assumed that it's 50-50.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm saying if it's 50-50, what's the difference? You just do 100 barrels, 50 to him, 50 to him.
I understand what you're asking. What he's saying is this isn't part of the shutvus. He's saying this was never part of the shutvus. There are barrels in that.
The barrel or the wine?
The wine.
The wine belongs.
The wine that's in a barrel that says Rabbeinu's name on it, which you would think.
Right, it's not necessarily.
He says it's not his. It's not his.
This is proof to Rabbi Yossi.
Exactly. And right. This is exactly like this. This is comparable to the following case.
Because it doesn't differentiate between Yashan and Chadash.
Right.
And Rabbi Yossi doesn't differentiate.
That's what it says over here. In other words, 18. In other words, how could Rabbi Yossi argue even aged wine that he should be able to keep it? So he's obviously arguing that the old aged wine was emptied and it was replaced with new aged wine. Right. Correct.
Exactly.
That's exactly the proof. So in B, in the variants, it says, based on our pshat over here, so this discussion between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi is based on Rabbi Yossi's, right? And on Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, right? Right? The Rabbi Yossi and the Mice and the Gemara, he's an Amira, okay? And then we have Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, in our Mishnah, not to get mixed up over here.
Right.
So, based on what we're saying, what we're saying now, it sounds like he's explaining his position based on Rabbi Yossi the Tana, which would make one think that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Otherwise, what are you doing, right? This would seem to indicate that his opinion has been accepted according to the halacha. The fact that Darius Rishonim cite this ruling of our Gemara strengthens this claim. But guess what? We always have our trusty Rambam. whenever you have, like, everything points to something being a certain way, you better believe the Rambam's going to say not like that, almost every time. Rambam, however, rules in accordance with Tanakhama that labels upon the containers may not be disregarded. Rambam similarly rules coins found in a container marked charity are assumed to belong to charity. Seems to conflict with our Gemara. So he has a discussion here about that. Okay. Let's go on. Let's finish it up. 43b3. Matzah b'megufasai harayu kasav alav meiser. If you found a barrel, the cover was on. And on the cover it said meiser, hareza meiser. There, even Rabbi Yossi will agree that the contents of the barrel are meiser.
Because it's sealed.
20.
Right, the gufa is sealed, right?
It's only when the script was found on the container itself that he entertains the possibility that the contents were removed and replaced. The cover or barrel, however, is not something that is used more than once. They used to break open the barrel cover and then replace it with a new cover. So anytime it's on the cover, that's what he says over here.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
So a new one is made to replace it. So when one finds the barrel with the cover intact, it obviously relates to the produce that's currently there. That's what it says over here. Okay? So, let's see here. Isn't that it? One second. In a case in which Meiser Sheni coins were left in one corner and coins were later found in another corner, the last section ruled that since the coins were not found where they were left, the coins can be assumed to be chulin. This Chalfulof, one placed a wallet containing Meiser Sheni coins into a box and later found a different wallet containing coins in that box, so that possibly the original coins had been replaced by other coins. What's the law on those coins? The Gemara is going to start talking about another case. Okay, again, yeah, that I was right. Yeah, this case, this is the beginning of the next page. So we're not going to do that one. So we'll stop here at 43b3. Okay? Everybody be well. Have a nice night.